All right. Thank you all for being here this morning to our commissioner's court. Rob Eisler is going to come forward as he's passing by the mic and is going to do our opening invocation and lead us in our pledges. Rob, if you would, please, let's all stand together.
Thank you, Judge. It's hard for an elected person to pass a microphone, isn't it? Please pray with me. Dear Lord, as we go into the commissioner's court today and do the business of the people of Montgomery County and highlight some of the things that are going on with our people, and please be with us. Please give us wisdom. Please give us the compassion that each case here deserves and needs. And as we do that, Lord, please thank our veterans for the service that they provided for our country, and please remind all of us that this wouldn't be our country without their work and their sacrifice. And please keep us apprised, and please pray for our leadership. We certainly need it, Lord. Let us regain our country when the time comes. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Please join me in the pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Thank you, Judge. By the way, that was our class when I was my first year in the legislature. We added "under God" to the Texas pledge.
Yes, thank you, Debbie Riddle.
That was Debbie Riddle. That's right. We never could solve the Debbie Riddle, though.
Thank you, Rob. We appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
All right. As we move forward, let the record reflect that we do have a quorum today. Commissioner Nowak is not with us, but will be with us at our next commissioner's court. Do I have a motion to approve the commissioner's court agenda today?
Move.
You have a motion? We have a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right. At this time, our item number 7 has to do with our citizens and their being able to make a comment, if they would like to, on any of the, here's the stipulations, that it is on an item that is on the open agenda or on the consent agenda in this section. And if you would come forward, if you would share your name with us, tell us what you're addressing. And if you have anything that you want to hand to us, if you just get permission to approach the bench. Who will be first? Is there any citizens here who would like to share with us today? All right. If there are none, then let's move forward to our proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. Proclamation of Life Achievement. Commissioner Walker.
Yes. It's a very special morning for Precinct 1, the constables, and our Lake Park, and myself as a commissioner. And I'd like to have Cliff Williams, our park director, come up and kind of explain what happened one day a few weeks ago.
Thank you for having me today. A couple weeks ago, on June 26th, we had a young lady, Miss Ruby Solis. She's sitting right here on the front row, pretty white and blue dress, and she was found unresponsive in the water. And a parent pulled her out of the water, and we had two Lake Park employees, Cole Arnold and Aiden Collier, who was sitting right back over here, were out finishing their day and saw this, and Cole came up and performed life-saving abilities on her and was able to bring her back to life. I also want to recognize Constable Cash. His deputy, Mike Alexander, was there working for us as well and was there to assist as well. I'm going to read this proclamation that was written. Whereas on June 26th, at approximately 6:30 p.m., a 3-year-old child was found unresponsive in the water at Lake Conroe Park, located on 14968 Highway 105 West. And whereas bystanders and family members removed the child from the water, and whereas Clifford Cole Arnold initiated life-saving measures on the child by the process of CPR and whereas continue CPR until Montgomery County Hospital District EMS arrived to transport the child to the local hospital. And whereas due to the life-saving measures given by Clifford Cole Arnold, the child has survived this tragic ordeal. And now, therefore, the court would like to recognize Clifford Cole Arnold on this day, the 12th of July, 2022, by presenting him with a life-saving award for his bravery, quick action, and selfless aid to save the life of a child.
Cole.
We also have the mother, Miss Martha Guerrero. She's right here with Miss Pretty Little Miss Ruby and their family. And love to get some pictures. I know, Commissioner, you'd like to come down and get some pictures, if you would. And then also I'd like to recognize Cole's a graduating senior from Willis ISD, and he just graduated. And so our superintendent and our head trainer, our head trainer, Scott McClatchy, taught them CPR. It's important for our guys out at the lake park to have CPR. I make sure they go through that. Yeah. But Cole had received his training through Scott, and I think it's important to recognize Scott as well. So thank you, Scott.
Cliff.
I think it's amazing, this story. It brings chills to my body to know what took place. Amazing to me.
Hi guys, can you smile?
No.
Good job to all. Thank you all so much, and Commissioner, for bringing that to our attention. We appreciate it so much. All right. And thank you all for being here to honor these individuals. That's remarkable. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right, as we move forward in our agenda today, I'm going to ask Judge Jimmy Edwards to come on up here and presentation by the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Commission to give an update on the future plans of the park. Janine, thanks for coming.
Judge, members, thank you for having us here today. We appreciate it very much. Janine McSwain is standing to my right. She's our executive director of the commission. I'd like her to introduce some commission members that have taken time out of their schedule to be here today.
I'd like to thank Duke Kuhn, Chaplain Foy Day, Rob Eisler, Daniel Pena, Trish Almond, Kelly McDonald, Sylvia Olsway, and Margie Taylor for being here today.
These are all members of our commission.
Ben, won't you all stand up so everybody can see who you are? Daniel, you're on the other side of the room. Here we go. Now we give them a rousing round of applause. Thank you all.
We appreciate the opportunity to be here. Let's go to the next. We're presenting a little bit on our update and progress of the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park. These are the list of our members of the commission, and they're all volunteers. They all work hard. There's no pay salary here. They help us on a daily basis when we're dealing with the following agencies and concerning this park: the EPA, all the cities and municipalities across Montgomery County, TxDOT, all three levels, FEMA, Army Corps of Engineers, and the Federal Highway Department. In building this memorial and building this park, these are the agencies that we deal with. And none of it is on county employees or county time. We are now entering phase two and phase three of the memorial. Educational and Visitor Center, establishing our estimated completion is the end of the year 2023, Gold Star Family Memorial, and also the park in the sky. Duke Kuhn, who's sitting here to my left, is chairman and of the Educational Building Committee. And he is the one that has worked very closely with all of our architects and engineers and has really done a great job with us. I've located the three projects on the park on the aerial that we're building. The Park in the Sky Educational Center and the Gold Star Family Memorial. Understand that these facilities sit on state or city property. This park, though it's called Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park, it's 7 acres. There's not one inch of it county ground, but it is the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park. Next is the Educational Visitor Center that we're building. The plans are being completed. The architectural and engineering is being completed. Our applications and filling out, jumping through all the hoops at Parks and Wildlife is being completed. This is over 11,000 square foot building. I've given you a draft budget summary of constructing this building of $3,656,000. This, of course, does not account for some of the issues we've faced this year, being COVID, being inflation, being cost of materials, but we have still moved forward. I have listed the funding mechanisms between our fundraisers, federal and state monies, underwriters and donors. We're going to spend $3,356,000. We've got y'all's estimate of approximately $300,000. That is 0.1% of your entire budget. It's about a 90-10 split. The next picture is a floor of the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Visitor Center and conceptual views that we have put together. In this memorial, in this building, meeting room, small group, large groups, all nonprofits are welcome. Inventions, observances, we're going to have an up-to-date video and media room. It's a multi-facility building. And it is called the Montgomery County Veterans Educational and Visitor Center. We'll be able to host people about Montgomery County and what we're doing and how we're doing it. It is two stories, and it is a beautiful building. Duke has worked closely with our architects and engineers. Next, if you'll turn to the next page, is the Gold Star Family Memorial. The memorial will sit on the north end of the park, nearest the intersection of I-45 and 105. The picture that you're looking at is a World War I memorial dedicated to those fallen from World War I, located in Washington, D.C., and it was funded and paid for by the residents of the District of Columbia. We've all been kind of liked the idea, and it's not going to look just like this. You have a better view of the second picture. This is also about a $3 million operation, and that's in our year 23-24, and same share possible, 1090. We're putting up the 90, and I'll put up the 10%. Next is Park in the Sky. It will sit left of the flag park. It will be a place for meetings. People want to gather. People want to do whatever they want to do. It's going to be up in the trees. It's going to be almost like a garden up there. That way you can have your meetings. You have to understand, members, that the memorial, when you cross over the bridge, is a memorial. It's all ground. and you want to come and do different things or host different things, go to Park on the Sky. But you got to remember, you got to treat this park reverently, and that's what we're doing. We've hosted several programs. Y'all have attended, and we appreciate it. And your support, we appreciate. And y'all taking the time out of y'all's schedules to be here. The next page, the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park. These are just some pictures of it. As you know, on the left, that memorial, the Montgomery County War Memorial Monument, was vandalized and almost destroyed. And we've already got it back together. It'll cost over $76,000. We had insurance and donors. We put out the word. We can begin to get donors. We didn't come up here asking y'all to fix it. Didn't come up here asking y'all to build me another one. We did it, and we handled it, and it's back in operation. Next is the Dorsey Bridge. It was, y'all been on it? Y'all seen it? The city of Conroe built this bridge for a little under $700,000. There's no county dollars in the bridge. Next is the line. We have had such a tremendous support across the state, across the county, and across the United States. Any veteran that's ever served in the military, or their families that were in the military, we have, do not put ranks in here. We have three-star generals, and we have privates. We have their name and their branch of service. The response has been unbelievable. We anticipated 50 to 100 a year. We're averaging 300 to 500 a year names of people that served in the service. It goes all the way back to the American Revolution. We work real closely with the DAR, and most of all, the DARs are putting their heritage on the line. These are just some pictures of it, our panels. The next memorial, which y'all should be familiar with, honors the Wasp of World War II, of the 38 women that perished flying and ferrying aircraft across this country. The next is the First Responders Memorial that we are building at this time. The flag is flying. Time we will build a memorial there. We have our outreach programs as scouts, Eagle Scout projects. We are more than just brick and mortar. We started out basically 5 years ago to build a park, and that was as far as it goes, but it has involved that we are evolved into a tremendous work with a lot of programs at the memorial, many of you of which attended and have been familiar with it. So we have our Eagle Scouts program. We also have what's called Operation Silver, where we go to nursing homes and give certificates to veterans and thank them for their service. And we're doing that across this county and soon, hopefully, across the state. The next pictures of just functions that we've had and people that attended. We've had quite a crowd. The last Memorial Day, we had over 3,500 people come. 3,500 people on Memorial Day observances. We are receiving not only county attention or regional, but statewide attention. The sign, the entrance sign to the park has won a national award, and that sign has being in publications all across the country. We've had several news stories about the park. We have had people come across this state to come here from cities and counties. How are y'all doing this? How are y'all putting it together? How are you funding it? And I said, people working together with county, city, state, and that's how we're funding it. And so we have a lot of people that are going to follow our lead in several counties. Some more of attendees that attended our Memorial Day celebration and our Veterans Day celebrations. These are the events that we have hosted. Memorial Day, Bridge Dedication, Veterans Day, observances of September the 11th, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier 100th anniversary. We partnered with all the DAR chapters in the county. Five chapters out of the Woodlands joined with us. Now, you talk about some hard work and get it on people, try the DAR. And so they were tremendous help to us. We hosted a joint effort with Faith Fighting Cancer, Flowers on the Lake, hosted and sponsored by the District Attorney's Office. All of our military branch birthdays. Montgomery County stands with Ukraine. Memorial observances for Harris County and DPS officers fallen. Memorial observances for the Texas Army National Guard officer fallen. Our Boy Scout and Eagle Scout projects. Honoring the community of Uvalde. Candidate meet and speak and cake auction. I promise it won't take 2.5 hours again when we do it. That was my fault. Flag Day. Honoring our First Lady, Barbara Bush, and honoring veterans at assisted living homes, and honoring active duty service members at the Conroe and New Lions Club, who is Conroe and New Lions Club is one of our big underwriters.
Judge Jimmy, did you mention the kids fishing at the lake?
Sir?
The fishing event at the lake.
Yes, sir. We had to write that down. Yeah, we had a fishing event at the lake. We didn't know there were any fish in there. I don't know how they all got in there. That's what I told the mayor of Conroe. Next is our Southeast Circle Tour of Honor. This was conceived by Duke Kuhn. Duke said we need to bring other memorials to play here. So we have the Fallen Warriors Memorial. These are treks you can take. The Way Home Memorial in the Woodlands, Unity Park in Magnolia, Montgomery, over to Bryan College Station, to their very great war memorial, Hearts Museum in Huntsville, and then back to Conroe. We also have the memorial in Ukaney. We also have a new memorial, which has just been completed in Spindora. We're going to add that to it. And when all the kids are screaming and yelling and it's too hot to be outside, we have the Big Rivers Water Park to end the day. We are talking to different chambers, different businesses to make this happen. And that brings that many more people to our county, that many more people see what we're doing. We're honoring our fallen at the Montgomery County War Memorial Park. We have recreated the old park down there. We're continuing that work. These are some of the points that we've had to deal with. The attack on the park and vandalism of over $76,000 worth of damage. We're going to have to build a bridge to get to the Gold Star. It's going to be around $500,000. We're moving the old green wall from the old park down to the park. That's about $150,000. The city of Conroe funded the Dorsey Bridge, as I said, at $750,000. City of Conroe funded Victory Lane at a cost of $175,000. The city of Conroe pays for utilities maintenance and saving the county thousands of dollars. What we have here, and that's radiated by the people that are here, and these are only a few of our members. We have our commission members, then we have an executive board of advisors, which number several hundred, and they're across the whole county. Former members, civic-minded people, et cetera. They only meet once a year for an update to help us out. We estimated over 18,000 man hours last year, saving the county buku dollars, not county employees using their time. The park site in itself, and its 7.4 acres, is worth about $2.5 million. The county share in purchasing or buying that property was zero. we were able to lease it. It was originally leased from TxDOT to the City of Conroe for maintenance. City of Conroe now has turned that all over to us. We maintain it, we help, we work it, we set the programs, we set who uses the park. You know, we're very careful if you're going to use our park. Sylvia Olsay holds up that seat to review everybody that wants to come in this memorial, because we're not going to tolerate any problems in here, period. And we're going to make sure that everybody behaves themselves. It is a massive undertaking done by citizens of this county. It's been a five-year program. I was talking to the director of parks over at Bryan College Station. They have a beautiful memorial there. They've been in the business 17 years, and we have outdistanced them in the first 5 years. They're just now starting on a visitor's education center, and they don't have funds for it while ours is set up. Now, I'm gonna say that $7 million from the state of Texas helped us along a whole lot. So don't doubt anybody about that deal. I'm not saying we could raise $7 million. I couldn't sell that many spaghetti plate lunches.
Or that many cakes.
Or that many cakes. So, but we've also had other funding and other grants.
Sure.
And see, with the county share, as minimal as it is, it shows other grant people, other agencies, that we've got the county in, states in, feds are in, and the good faith on our part.
Judge Jimmy, your leadership is at the center of this deal, and the leadership of your board and all of those who are here today, and what you're presenting to us, we appreciate so much. And we obviously are, as we're coming up into our budget time and whatnot, and as we discuss these issues, you are top of mind awareness with us, and we appreciate it very much. Could you have ever imagined when you started that it would be where it's at today?
Absolutely not. None of us. It outdistanced us faster than we could ever.
Right.
We never intended to host anything. It would just build a park.
Tell you about the values of the people of Montgomery County, and that Montgomery County is worth fighting for and keeping these values.
That's right. Well, when you got 3,500 people walk out on that library parking lot, and it's hot, and that was my fault again. I scheduled it for 11. Next year it'll be at 9. If earlier than that, I'm going to make it 7.
Thank you.
I vote on 7.
And I'll second that.
It's hot. But we appreciate it. Again, this is not just a local memorial. This is a gift to the nation from this county. We've had inquiries all across this land. We've had people travel as far as Kentucky, Tennessee, California, and Florida to come see this park. We are making a not only a statewide impact, but a nationwide impact, especially with the line. The line is the heart of the memorial. That's names of every veteran that have ever served, all the way back to the Revolution, American Revolution. We are going to continue our hard work. We've got a great bunch of people on the commission. They're supporting us, and we're proud to be part of it. And we appreciate so much your support. That's the first question out of these other people's questions to us is, how much help do you get from the county? And I said, we get 100% support. They're behind us fully. And that's what we're doing. We appreciate it. We've signed a mutual work with y'all. BD drafted it. Y'all passed it. That's done. And we will keep you posted on our progress. And we will have you at these dedications. And we are excited about what's going to be happening the next year. Thank y'all very much. Any questions?
Thank you very much.
I just want to say, Jimmy, Judge, you and the board, I mean, y'all have done an outstanding job. When you
Absolutely.
Came to this court 5 years ago or 6 years ago, whenever, and you made the announcement that you were going to do this and where you were going to do it, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought there's no way this would ever happen. But I'm so amazed at what y'all have been able to do.
Yes.
And I appreciate my little small part when you invite me over here to do whatever I need to do to help you.
We appreciate it.
I hope you continue to invite us. I really
Well, you know it's a military operation when you build a park in a ditch. And the first thing,
Oh, we're gonna bring all that up, and then you want to put something up in the sky.
And you,
come on,
We start the park, and we don't have a way to get into it, so we had to get the city to build a $700,000 bridge to get us into the thing. And so we knew then it was a military operation.
And I guess Duke was in charge of that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Duke was.
And Janine, thank you for all your help and your assisting the judge and keeping us all on track.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank
you. We'll keep you updated.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, James.
All right. Moving forward, item number 9, County Clerk. Do I have a motion to approve minutes from June 28th, 22?
Move.
Second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Our consent agenda. Are there any changes or modifications that you would like to make to this? If not, do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda as it is?
Move.
I'll second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Let's move to our open agenda. And as we begin with that, emergency management, Jason Millsaps, if you would please.
Good morning, Judge Commissioners. Item 11A is considering to discuss take appropriate action on transfer and relocation of CARES and ARPA-funded supplies from our current warehouse to our new warehouse. Authorize OEM to expend amount not to exceed $25,000 from ARPA funds on all necessary equipment materials needed to facilitate the effective transfer and relocation.
Do we have a motion?
Move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
How much room is that going to take up in this new warehouse?
A lot less than there's there. So between the two warehouses that we have at OEM, we're sitting on right at 22,000 square feet. We'll take up about that amount of footprint moving in, but as time wears on, some of these supplies will expire and we'll have to get rid of them, or we'll just stop carrying them, and we'll be able to consolidate. I've got right now about 130 pallets of water in the warehouse and supplies from the food bank to allow us to get through the storm season, and various other departments, animal shelter and IT are starting to keep some stuff over there on our side. So we'll be open to all departments that need inside air cooled space beyond the space being used for other departments, like a future radio shop or for elections. So we've got ample room over there for what we need for the next foreseeable future.
Ample room can disappear pretty quick when everybody starts using.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Be careful.
The fun fact about that is we, you know, in our current warehouse, we go up two rows elevated, and this one with the height, we can go up three. So we've got a lot of space to grow in there. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Jason, item number B.
Item B is a resolution of support for the Gulf Coast Emergency Communication Network. I'm honored to be joined today by Lee Vella, the Vice President of Public Affairs with Clear Channel Communications here in Houston. Lee's going to pass out a few materials to you guys while I read the resolution. Whereas the Gulf Coast region of Texas is susceptible to tropical storms and hurricanes, which create much damage to property and in many cases cause unnecessary deaths. And whereas due to the concentration of petrochemical facilities in the region, from time to time, certain man-made emergencies do occur. And whereas communication with the general population is extremely important in the case of either a natural or man-made disaster. Whereas Clear Channel Outdoor is in the process of installing digital technology on existing billboards throughout the Gulf Coast area. And whereas this technology provides for instant communications with the citizens of the Gulf Coast area, whereas Clear Channel Outdoor is committed to making this technology available to emergency coordinators from various counties within the Gulf Coast area, and whereas Clear Channel Outdoor is creating the Gulf Coast Emergency Communications Network with the purpose to provide vital communication before, during, and after an area disaster, whereas the Montgomery County Commissioners Court is committed to ensuring the safety of the public, which depends on good and real-time communication, whereas the Gulf Coast Communication Network can provide the service at no cost to any political subdivision of the state of Texas. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Commissioners Court of Montgomery County endorses the concept of building the Gulf Coast Emergency Communications Network and urges municipalities within Montgomery County to allow for the conversion of existing billboards to digital units for the use in the network on this 12th day of July 2022. Just to show how effective, as you see your mock billboard, we've had that up since about June the 6th in the county in a couple locations. It's been seen, been run through the system 72,376 times for a total of 883,000 impressions. Wow. It's definitely driven up our office's response from the public receiving communication and plans that we pass out. I've got our planning team with us today, Megan Lowry, Megan Ballard, Arthur is behind me, and then Daniel Pena, who just joined our office today thanks to your approval of his PCR. And they are our planners that work with the community and the public every day to ensure this message gets out and they have what they need to prepare and plan for any type of storm, whether it be a storm or a man-made disaster like a chemical release or something. So these billboards are used quite often. They cost us nothing, and they are very, very highly visible to the public and do drive up.
Where are they at again?
The closest one to us right here is at I-45 in the South Loop. It's a digital billboard. As you head south, it'll be on your left-hand side. I believe the next one is in Willis, yeah, on I-45. So as Clear Channel has more of these go up, as they pull out the old billboards and put up the new digitals, that expands our network of availability and use, and this resolution would support that move.
All right, thank you. I have a motion to accept this resolution.
I'll move.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Thank you very much. Appreciate you bringing it to it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. Appreciate it so much, Lee. Thanks for coming.
Can we get a picture, Judge?
Sure. Absolutely. Let's all stand up, guys. Jason, come on, stand over here.
I don't want to get a picture of you.
Here we go.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Robert. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Awesome.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you. Lee, again, thank you very much. All right, as we move forward, Constable Precinct 2. Where are we at? Oh, here we go. Welcome.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
I'm here this morning to ask you all to accept and approve the donation of a 1989 AMG M35 military deuce and a half that will be used for high water rescue, not only for our precinct, but for be available for the entire county. The vehicle is being donated by the New Simmons Bank Group. We're liquidating assets from the former Spirit of Bank, right, of Texas, and they decided we should have it, so they donated it to us.
Awesome.
These people spent almost $14,000 when they got this vehicle with 8,200 miles on it to completely turnkey refurbish it, so the truck is like brand new. So,
I move. Good.
We have a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Appreciate it so much. All right, at this time we're going to recess Commissioner's Court to convene public hearings. Precinct 4.
We're ready? Considering approving establishing a speed limit 35 miles an hour on McCleskey Road. Is there anyone here has any comment or anything about that? Okay. And the other one's considering approving extending existing no parking zone on south side of Harper School Road in front of Schum Elementary School to Firehouse Road and placement of signage reading no parking standing stopping 7:30 to 8:15, 3 to 3:45 on school days. Anyone here, any comment on that? Number 3, consider and approve establish stop sign control on southbound and eastbound approaches of Grangerland Road to Grangerland School Roads, which is private driveway intersection for always stop control. Does anyone have any comment about that? All right.
All right. We'll reconvene court, and the action that we're going to take is to have a motion to approve all three of these items.
I move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. Commissioners, Precinct 4.
You want to comment on that, BD?
I'll be happy to take it. 14A is to accept the filing of petition for creation of a public improvement district of approximately 169.288 acres filed by Von Smith Land and Cattle, LLC, and a set of public hearing for August 9th or other appropriate date and authorized publication of notice of public hearing. This is the first step to potentially create a public improvement district on this 169 acres. Basically, what the court, they're asking court to do is to accept a petition to set a hearing date, at which time they will present the benefits of the, and the tax rate and the things such as that, and the assessment rate. It's not a tax rate, it's an assessment on this property. So the hearing on it will be August 9th or some other date that y'all would want to set. We need at least 15 days notice to publish it. So that's why I made it August 9th or later.
All right. We have a motion to approve.
Move on that.
We have a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. At this time in our agenda, it's a little bit shorter than usual, as you can see. We have our citizens. Opportunity for them to come and speak about items that are of interest or importance to them. If I remind you, we have 3 minutes to do this. If you have state your name, what is the purpose? And please speak into the microphone. Sometimes it's hard to hear, and those who are watching online are unable to hear what's going on. And so if you would do that, I sure would appreciate it. And if you have anything to hand out, please ask permission to approach the bench. Is there any of our citizens here? Are there any of our citizens who would like to share with us today? Yes, sir.
Hello. I've asked my staff to prepare a statement to make sure that the facts are right. I'm the newly appointed mayor of the city of Montgomery, Byron Sanford. I want to...
Congratulations.
And condolences are taken as well. Over the years, the city of Montgomery and Montgomery County have maintained a working relationship to provide quality traffic solutions. Recently, however, the city feels we have been ignored by Montgomery County when it comes to assistance and collaboration for traffic and transportation needs. We recognize that many travelers pass through the city, not only residents within the city limits, and we recognize the city of Montgomery is a rapidly growing hub of western Montgomery County. So I'd like to discuss these three items with you. Number one, by way of the Houston-Galveston Area Council, it's our understanding that Montgomery County was recently rewarded approximately $60 million from the recent method of distribution, MOD. This sum includes what should have been allocated to the city of Montgomery and other small cities in the county, but was not due to a minimum allocation requirement. We would like to continue the conversation with Montgomery County to determine how these funds can return to the city of Montgomery, please. Number two, Buffalo Springs Drive, which I will tell you, all citizens said, please do something about the traffic on Buffalo Springs Drive. In September of 21, Montgomery County authorized Blile Engineering to complete a roundabout feasibility report for the intersection of Buffalo Springs Drive and Lone Star Parkway. Conversations were had regarding whether to install a signal or a roundabout. I vote for roundabout. But they've gone silent since then. This intersection experiences consistently heavy traffic during the day, and we must find a solution both entities can complete together. As you're aware, the property around this intersection is developing rapidly, and this intersection serves people coming from FM 1097, Grand Harbor, and many areas of Montgomery County not located within the city. We must find a solution or the traffic will only continue to get worse. I know there's at least 200 homes built in that area coming soon. We performed a traffic signal warrant analysis for the sections intersection of Buffalo Springs and 1097 and also at 105. 800 and 2,000 cars pass those places. And again, when those 200 homes downtown get filled, that's only going to get worse. On our southern loop, I appreciate commissioners on helping with that initially. So on the county's major thoroughfare plan, a southern loop around the city is proposed. We need to continue working together and ensure that this loop is completed in a manner that both alleviates traffic issues and is a workable solution for the city, Montgomery County, and the property owners of this area. I thank you for all that you do. I want to get a shout out to law enforcement. Oh, my goodness. Great job. I mean, we're next to Harris County, and what law enforcement does is off the charts. And what you do as well, I appreciate what you do. Thank you, gentlemen.
Mayor, thank you very much. You got a lot of information in a short period of time, and we appreciate that so much. All right. Who will be next? Are there any others? Yes, if you'd come forward.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Cindy Phillips.
Hey, Cindy.
How are you this morning? I just want to applaud the efforts of the folks who were involved with the Memorial Park for the veterans. As we all know, veterans are precious to our country, right, going all the way back. As a wife of a veteran, as a daughter of a Vietnam veteran who received two Purple Hearts, as a daughter-in-law to a World War II veteran who was in Rural Marauders, veterans are near and dear to my heart. And so I appreciate the efforts that we continue to memorialize them and to recognize the ones who have given all and the ones who have given a lot. But having said that, I want to bring attention to, we need to also make sure that we stay aware of the veterans who are needing our help and not necessarily getting it. So we all are aware of issues that we have with the VA and other entities that are funded through the VA. It's kind of like what did President Reagan say? Some of the scariest things you can hear is, "Hi, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you." So right. When the government gets involved, sometimes it doesn't always go well. So we just need to be aware of the issues that are taking place, and some of them are right here in Montgomery County. So it would just be good to be aware of that. But absolutely applaud the efforts and look forward to seeing the fruition of the park that's being built, and it looks amazing. But yes, if we could just keep those veterans be aware of what's going on with them. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips. Appreciate it so much. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Yes, sir. Come forward. State your name for the record, please.
My name is Garrett Jester. I was here 2 weeks ago and handed out these cards. I am a veteran that is currently homeless. I would like to yield part of my time to a recording that you may understand what I'm talking about.
Not only people from outside that facility coming and knocking on your homeless people coming and knocking on your door asking if you want to buy drugs or prostitution or other things, but you have people within that facility coming to you and asking you if you want to buy drugs and other stuff. How can you possibly send a veteran there that has any type of issues, and we all have issues going there. I don't care which one you are. You're in a vulnerable position going there. And you put them in a place that where their own roommates are taking drugs, bringing diseased prostitutes in their room for the night and longer, and it's all just going on. When the staff of the facility call a facility meeting, and they tell everyone that they're going to have an inspection next week, so they want everyone to get your drugs and your weapons and all your contraband out of your locker on Tuesday, because that's when the inspection is. How do you expect to help veterans when that is the standard of a place? I mean, honestly. Do you think I'm lying or exaggerating in any part of this?
No, because I know that those things do occur in homeless programs. So no, of course, I don't think you're lying. It's the issue is because we know nationally those things do happen, is how is the agencies responding? That's the issue.
The agencies know it. I've been told personally by Dave, the director there, when I said, okay, this place, the physical location of this place is the worst possible place to put a vulnerable veteran. He said, I agree. He said, this place...
Yeah, I can agree with that, too. And I trust me, I know, because the former GPD program I had, we had the same situation with one of our programs. So what I'm saying, it's not unique to U.S. vets.
That is my conversation with the supervisor, the VA supervisor of the GPD Homeless Veterans Program for the entire region. And it is one of many conversations that I have with them. I gave you a card that has pictures, that has audios, and I have many more. hearing today the discussions, the homage to veterans, the Veterans and First Responders Commission, and the park, and shining example to the nation that this county is dedicated to, and the respect and care that this county is dedicated to, I hope, I pray that this county will also look into this and protect veterans, because this is going on nationwide. I've talked to veterans in other facilities nationwide. I've talked to organizations that have been trying for years to bring this up. I thank you.
Garrett, thank you so much. We appreciate you bringing that to us today. Is there anyone else who would like to share with us today of our citizens? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. If you'd state your name for the record. Topic of discussion.
I'm Dawn Bednarz. You're a precinct. Anyway, I just would like to encourage all of y'all. I love what we do for our veterans that have given all. But you can easily go over to the homeless shelter in Conroe for the VA. And I really think that as commissioners and leaders, y'all should go and walk through and visit it and see what our veterans who didn't sacrifice their lives but sacrificed so much for our country and how we treat them and what care we give to them. I think if you saw it with your own eyes and actually went and visited, you may feel like you need to do some more about it. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your comments. Is there anyone else? If there is no one else, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.